Russia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns a further page of the dossier on Demetrius.
When Digby Mitchell told me that Ridgway had gone back to the house off the West India Dock Road to wait for Demetrius, I expected the worst, and I was right. We were too late. Ridgway was gone. Frayne and his specialist from Scotland Yard went over the house with a fine-tooth comb, but Demetrius wasn't the man to leave a trail behind him. And then the phone went. Some lighter men had found what was left of Peter Ridgway in the river, down by Wapping Steps. Well, I knew that was inevitable, too, and so did Digby Mitchell.
It didn't take him long, did it, Keane? Peter was going to trap Demetrius here and instead walked straight into it himself.
Well, when we found this house empty, old man, we had to say goodbye to Peter Ridgway.
So what do we do now, besides worry about his sister Margaret?
Look here, Mitchell. We'd better face up to it.
No, you'd better face up to it, Keane. You're the curve who went after Ridgway for knifing Hank Godowski. You're the curve who's lost his senses over Hedy Bergner. And for mine, no one's responsible for Peter and Margaret Ridgway but you.
I won't justify myself over this business to you or anyone else, Mitchell. But you might remind yourself, there is a character involved called Demetrius.
Why don't you drag Marzotti and Bloom and Lord knows who else into it to excuse yourself? You're Gregory Keane of MI5. Why can't you haul them all in and beat something out of them? And if you won't, give Paul Bonnet and me a few hours with them alone.
No, this is London, not Buchenwald.
It doesn't stop Demetrius murdering Peter Ridgway. And for all we know, his sister, too. Not to mention Hank Godowski and Carl Scammell.
Oh, just a minute here, Frayne. Are you coming down to Wapping with me, or do you want to hang on here?
Demetrius. For Peter, I'll go after that fellow if it takes me the rest of my life. Wherever he goes, I'll be after him. Paul Bunny and me.
Mitchell, there's a police ambulance and a doctor heading down to the river now, and we're on our way, too. Coming?
Try to keep me away.
Good man. And if it means anything to you, I feel at least as rotten about this as you do.
Then you must be feeling pretty grim. I tell you, Keane, if ever I get my hands on Demetrius, he won't hang. Oh, no. He won't.
It was good of you not to keep me waiting forever. What's the matter? Oh, it's perfectly all right. We can talk in front of her. You don't mind if we discuss our plans in front of you, do you, Miss Ridgway? No, of course you don't.
What have you done to my brother?
I'll bring you up to date in a moment. Now then, are all the arrangements made?
Yeah.
Is Leo on his way here? The boat sailing on time?
Yeah. All is ready.
Then wait outside and let me know the minute Leo gets here with the cab.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Ridgway, you asked about your brother, Peter. He's dead.
Oh, no. No, you... Oh, you butcher.
I had to correct your brother for making remarks like that. Don't force me to repeat the performance.
How much longer do I have to sit tied here with these things on my eyes?
Oh, for another few hours or so, no more. You'll be pleased to know that you'll be away from here very soon. We've arranged a little voyage for you.
A voyage?
We'll call it a cruise, if you like. You see, lately we've been forced to get rid of our hindrances as the opportunity presented itself. There have been far too many bodies left lying about.
And mine isn't going to be one of them?
No, my dear. Somewhere between the Thames Estuary and Lisbon, you'll contrive to fall overboard. It may sound odd, but you'll be wearing something rather heavier than the usual female adornments. To cut a long story short, you'll never be seen again.
I still can't believe you'd have me killed, too. What kind of a survival from the concentration camps you are?
And let me make you understand once and for all, I am playing for high stakes. Few men have ever played for hire. I have a certain respect for Gregory Keane and the organization he represents, and even I could have made a mistake. You may have, you just may have been given an idea of where you are, so quite automatically you must be got rid of.
Oh, if only I could see you. You're not real. Nothing about you is real. Your voice... Your name, nothing, nothing, nothing.
Perhaps if I were to kiss you, Then would I be real?
No, no, not that, too. Not that. Yes. Kiss me, why don't you? I'll never be able to tell Hedyberg, nor will I.
Hedy? Why do you say that? What do they know about...
Yes. So even you are not invulnerable, Demetrius. Demetrius. What sort of a Jekyll are you hiding behind that name? Even if you are capable of betraying yourself.
I admire your courage, Miss Ridgway. If there was a chance for you before, there is certainly none now. Now you have to go.
Well, out we get. Here's the ambulance. We'll see if they've got the poor devil's body up yet. After you, Mitchell. Shine the spotlight over towards these steps, will you, Cut? See what's going on.
Watch you, Archer.
Who's shining that confounded light in my eyes? Turn it off. And you, move aside. Get out of my way.
I'm here officially. Name's Keane, MI5.
Oh, well, move aside anyway. We're trying to get him up from the river. Can't you see that?
Ridgway's body.
You could call it that.
Who are you, anyway?
I'm Dr. Susan Marlowe, on call from Charing Cross Hospital for police emergency. And I'm too infernally busy to be social.
Well, sing out if there's anything we can do to help. What's holding you up? What's going on down there between the piles?
What's going on? There are four ambulance men and two interns and myself.
Seven of you to get a body out of a river?
Get a body out of the river? You idiot. We're trying to save the man's life. Now, do keep out of the way. They're hauling the stretcher up now.
Did you hear that? Mitchell Ridgway's still alive.
Yes?
Dr. Marlowe?
Yes.
Dr. Gray, Dr. Lawrence, and the ambulance men will be in your office in 5 minutes.
Thanks. There you are, Major Keane. But I wouldn't mind knowing what this is all about.
Well, it'll be easier if I tell you all together. While we're waiting, how the devil does Peter Ridgway come to be alive?
Do you know anything about medicine?
No.
Then I'll make it as simple as I can. He's in a very serious condition.
Mm-hmm.
The knife entered his back fairly high up and very slightly to the left of the spine. The point was deflected by one of the vertebrae, penetrated, pierced the outer lining of the right lung, and lodged with the point... Oh, look here. I can show you so much easier on this chart.
Never mind, it's over my head. What I can't understand, he was in the river for 4 hours. Why didn't he drown?
He must have gone into the water still conscious, because he was wedged between two piles under one of those old docks. You saw him yourself. He was amazingly lucky to be found. Only his head showed above water. And it took us such a long time to get him out, because with the knife still in his back, we couldn't pull him about to get him free.
Hmm. Will he live?
I doubt it very much. He should have been dead 3 hours ago.
Well, this may sound rather brutal to you, Miss Marlowe.
Dr. Marlowe.
I beg your pardon. What I'm obliged to impress on you is this. If he's going to die, and there's no hope of saving him, is there anything you could do to get him into a coherent state before he does? May have information of the utmost importance to me. Bluntly, if he's going to die, I want him to talk first.
I'm a doctor of medicine, not a doctor of witchcraft.
And I take no pleasure in having to hack about with the life of Peter Ridgway or anyone else who gets a knife in his back.
Steady on, steady. Let's have a look at you. How much sleep have you had lately?
Maybe if I hadn't slept at all, I... Oh, all right. 6 hours in the last 60.
I'll give you something before you leave here. Will you all come in, please? Now, arrange yourself somehow. This is Major Gregory Keane from MI5, is it?
That's right.
And we all have to listen very carefully to what he says. Major, this is Dr. Titus Green.
How do you do?
Dr. Lawrence.
And how do you do?
Four men we had with us in the ambulance.
Yes, well, I want you all to realize that what I'm about to say is terribly important. I can't stress that enough. The man you took out of the river a little while ago was to have been killed by a criminal we're sparing no effort to catch. He's already killed 4 men we know about. If we don't catch him, it's certain he'll kill some more. We believe it was vitally important to him to get Peter Ridgway off the scene, because there are certain moves he can't make while he thinks Ridgway is alive. Now, we want him to feel free to make those moves, and that's why we're going to report Ridgway dead to the newspapers. You six men and Dr. Marlowe here will be the only outside people who know he is not. We must request that none of you will breathe a word of it to anyone. Is that understood?
Yes, Major, I think so, thank you.
Well, we're counting on you. That's all, and thank you, gentlemen.
Ridgway would be pleased with the notice he's attracted. Listen to this. Another body found in the Thames. The body of a man identified as Peter Denniston Ridgway was found early this morning in the river near Wapping Steps. He had been stabbed and is believed to be the victim of a gang. We must let Yachty read this. Really, Bookman, I don't see how our affairs could be improved upon. With Ridgway gone and his sister on her way to the boat, I don't see why we shouldn't pay our first call on Rubenstein. Yes, tomorrow we'll introduce ourselves to Rubenstein.
It wasn't very subtle, but it worked. And Demetrius, for the first time, felt it safe to come out of hiding. He'd have been wiser to stay underground. In the open, we began to cope with him.
A traffic accident changes the whole course of events. In the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.